we're back on the Carolina Outdoors Bell Bar Tee, and this colder weather could only mean one thing.
Uh-oh. Putting a helmet on?
Be a good idea.
Some goggles?
I'm talking that.
What about making sure our bindings on our ski equipment fit?
You got bindings?
No, I don't even. I'm bound up sometimes.
There you go. There's a cure for that.
Anyway, it is, believe it or not, the cooler weather has us talking a little bit about prepping for the upcoming ski season.
It's
of
here.
All things.
Let's roll.
It doesn't take much for them to start pumping out the snow out of those machines, waiting for the natural stuff to come. Anyway.
Ski beach.
Hey, let's go there right now. We got a member of the National Ski Patrol that's going to join us right now. Many of us know him. He's active all over the community. Richard Yerchek, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be back on your air, Bill Bartee.
Man, we love having you on here. And what kicked off the beginnings of this conversation was, Richard, you were getting ready for the upcoming ski season. Is it ever too early to get ready for snow?
No, not really. This past weekend, the National Ski Patrol for the Blue Ridge region, so that's Beach Mountain, Sugar Mountain, and Appalachian, all the ski patrollers have done all of their continuing education. We went out and did practice chairlift evacuations. And now we're all coming home and starting to look at our gear going, gee, we might need to get a little work done on those skis and those snowboards.
Well, listen, all of the patrolling that you do and all of the, hands-on on the mountain, taking care of guests and making sure everybody is safe and having a good time on the mountain, what do you foresee and what has commonly been the most common incident that happens on a mountain where your needs or your expertise is required?
Well, most of the time what we see are just the simple things. You know, somebody will catch an edge and they'll fall down and they're cold. And, you know, when you fall down and it's cold outside, everything hurts more. So we will ski up and help them get to the bottom. And we might take them inside to the first aid room and just check them out, make sure they are okay. And if they're not, then we will treat them there and send them on their way. Or, you know, if they need a little more help, we might call an ambulance or get whoever they're with to drive them to the hospital.
Well, and that's going to make me circle back around to what we started with, the equipment. How often, at least early in the season, is it because of an ill-fitting binding or an ill-fitting piece of equipment or maybe something's not waxed quite right? How important is looking after this equipment that we wear skiing the mountain, whether it be snowboards or skis, in preparation for the upcoming snows?
Well, it's the big safety thing, right? We all want to go safety first because, you know, skiing and snowboarding can be inherently dangerous because we're strapping boards to our feet that we have waxed and we're going to point them down a hill and go, you know, at a fairly high rate of speed. So you want to make sure that that equipment's in good shape. And, you know, if you haven't been on it in a while or, you know, if it was even last season, you want to take it to a reputable ski shop and have them test your bindings. Make sure that those things are supposed to release when you fall down, and that helps you avoid knee injury. And it helps you avoid other, you know, ankles and breaks and, you know, sprains and strains when those things let go. But if they're getting a little bit older or they haven't been tested in a while, you need to do that. And, that's one of the first things.
Well, how?
We look at the bases on them and say, hey, that rust has got to come off of there. And, it sure would be nice to put a little bit of wax on there so that that your skis are sliding smoothly across that snow.
Well, how often do these problems happen? I mean, let's take an average Saturday on Beach Mountain. How many calls do the ski patrol respond to?
You know, some of that, Don, is related to the number of skiers that we certainly have on the hill. And we'll have a few collisions and people falling down, but we can go a weekend where we don't have anything but minor bumps and scrapes. And then you have another weekend where somebody falls and, you know, and or slides into something that's fixed, you know, a pole or a tree, and then they, you know, they need a little more attention. But, you know, we might run five or six accidents over the course of a weekend, and other weekends we don't get hardly any at all.
If you're just joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors, Don Yeager over there, Bill Barty right here, our guest, Richard Yurchek. He is a member of the National Ski Patrol, mainly patrolling at Beach Mountain, though, Richard, I think you hit some other hills as well as you travel around during the ski season. Richard, how did you get involved, and how do people get involved being a member of the National Ski Patrol?
Oh, Lord, you got to have a love of helping people. The skiing component is, is the side benefit. But, you know, if you like helping people when they're in need from a first aid standpoint, then, you know, the ski patrol is looking for somebody like you. You do need to know how to ski a little bit, and then we'll certainly train you to pull the sleds and do the chair evacuations, and certainly we'll teach you how to shovel snow and, you know, move snow and all those things, too.
Hey, you teach me, how about I'll just learn how to drive the Bobcat to do that? Don, you use a shovel.
That's a highly sought-after job.
People from the South have to learn how to shovel snow, Bill Barty. It is not inherent in their nature.
No. I got made fun of trying to use a pitchfork to do it down there.
You know, if you go fast enough.
we're fortunate in the North Carolina mountains that we typically have great weather in the wintertime, and we are a destination point for Florida, South Georgia, and South Carolina. We've got folks come up from Alabama, and they all ski with us, and they might come once or twice a year. So, you know, one of the reasons that that we do move snow around and that we do ask people to keep their equipment in good shape is that they just don't do it very often. And if you're outside in the outdoors, as you guys know, if you don't do it a lot, you got to pay a little closer attention to what you're doing.
Richard Yurchek, he's been a member of the National Ski Patrol for over 20 years. And, Richard, through those years, what has been the biggest change? And I'm going to give you a multiple choice. Has it been the equipment that people are using or the push-in with snowboarders? Or has it been the equipment that the mountains are using, allowing the season to begin earlier? And lastly, when is our ski season going to begin here in North Carolina?
Well, let's see. Let's start with the last one first. Ski season in North Carolina will start as soon as we get a good run of cold weather and they can turn snowmaking on. So all the continuing education's done. I think this weekend coming up, there might be a job fair up at Beach Mountain if anybody's interested in working up there this year. And then we'll get all those folks hired. But towards the end of this month, usually around Thanksgiving, we look to see if we can get opened around then. And then as soon as that happens, it's ski season on.
So as long as we don't have 80-degree weather, we can get that snow machine out there kicking and start off around Thanksgiving. So that's good news. Now, the other question was, what are the biggest changes, equipment of the skiers or snowboarders or the equipment like the snowmaking machines?
Well, there's technology is always advancing. So we see the snowmaking equipment certainly get better and make, better snow that's coming out on the mountains. It's not like it was 20 years ago. But I think the biggest thing, especially as it relates to the skiing industry and safety, is the shape and design of the skis and the way the bindings are put together now and the way that they release. So if you get up there and get a pair of rental skis, they're much better than they were 5 years ago or 10 years ago. And they're there to design if you fall to come off. And then the shape of the skis and the design of a ski this day and age with that parabolic shape to it, that fatter in the front and fatter in the back and skinny in the middle, which doesn't apply to any of the three of us, it helps you turn. So it helps you enjoy your time on the snow a lot better without having to work that ski so hard.
Hey, Richard, don't steal radio. We're all 6'4", 185 pounds via the airwaves of News 1110, 99.3 WBT.
Radio has a slimming effect, unlike television.
Well, exactly. That's the reason that I always love being on your air, because I look great on radio.
Man, you took the words right out of my mouth. Richard Yurchek, he's a member of the National Ski Patrol. He goes around to groups, too, and certifies folks in first aid and such as that, so that we can all be safe no matter where we're undertaking our outdoor experiences over a weekend. Richard, thank you so much for joining the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors.
Anytime, guys. I appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing you up on top of Beach Mountain.
You got it. Talking to Richard makes me ready to go skiing right now, Don. But we can't go yet. We got more of the Carolina Outdoors after these messages.